So I think we're in the middle of discussing Tarovetz Chametz. So let us begin with that. You should have again. We should have two sets of Mara Makomos, one of which deals with Demai and Inyani Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, etc., which were that's the first group, and then there should also be an additional set of Mara Makomos, which should have come before
last week. So you have set 13 and set 14.
Okay, great. Okay, so let me just get us back to where we were. So we began to discuss the issue of Demai itself. I wanted to spend this week discussing that topic. So the Gemara says there in Vav Amud Aleph, it's in the middle of discussing the issue of Takala, but that we took care of, we discussed already. So the first case that the Gemara gives is the discussion whether there is a problem of Tarovez Demai. So I'm going to just read the Gemara again very quickly, and then I want to talk a little bit more about that and the broader implications for Demai. So the Gemara says on here on Vav, second. It'd be good to have the right Masechta, right? The Gemara says here
Some of us won't notice. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. So the Gemara says here on Vav Amud Aleph, I was trying to figure out why the topic was so different, but now we know why. So the Gemara says here on Vav Amud Aleph that it tells this interesting story that Rav Zeira of Rav Asi, this is towards the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, Rav Zeira of Rav Asi, Iklu Lepundiki Diyahi, we read it already for different reason. They went on a trip and they ended up in the inn, the famous Inn of Yai, right? A no-miss, attraction, along the way. And Aisila Kamayu Beitzama Mitzumakos Biyai. And, they served their well-known breakfast of eggs and wine, or wine that seeped into the eggs. Yain, of course, is something which is... which needs to be tithed. You're obligated to give tribute to maestros from it, and therefore it is subject to the chashash of demai. Demai, one more time, just as we discussed last week, that the Ami Aretz were found not to be scrupulous or sufficiently scrupulous in afrashas tribute to maestros. So the takana was made that whenever you acquire or encounter tvua from an Ami Aretz, that you are obligated to be mafresh. That's the din of demai. So the Gemara says that they went into this inn and they were served tarovas demai, essentially, because the wine was mixed in to the beitzim. Beitzim don't require a frusha. They're right, not from the gland, but yayin, of course, is. And the Gemara says, Rab Zeira la'achal, Rav Asi achal. Rab Zeira refused to eat it, and Rav Asi ate it. So the Gemara says, how come you ate it? I'm just curious. He says, aren't you choshesh for taroves d'mai? And Omalei answered him, lava datoi. He said, whoops, I wasn't thinking. Says the Gemara, Om Rav Zeira, efshar gozra al taroves d'mai, u'mistayim vilsa Rav Asi l'meichal yisura, hashta behemdan shal tzadikim mena kodesh baruch hu mibi takol al yadan, Tzadik Matzman Lakol Shekein. This we discussed already. He was so taken by the fact that Rav Asi unwittingly consumed this demai that he began to shake his conviction that maybe there really is no din, no Iser demai in the case of Tarovas. And indeed, when he re-examined the Makoros, Nafak Rav Zeira V'dok V'yashkach D'tnan Alokeach Yayim L'toch Losses Otocha Morias, Olotocha Aluntis, Karshinin Lasas Mem Tchinim, Adoshim Lasas Mem Risisin. In other words, if you acquire Tvua, which is subject to Afrasha, but it's going to be ultimately mixed into a Tarobes, so the halacha is Chayiv Mishum Demai, that you're nonetheless obligated to be Mafrish based on the Takana of Demai. And of course, if you knew 100% that there was no afrasha and that it was tavel gamur, then certainly you would be obligated. The heinatzman mutarim. However, if you didn't encounter the ingredients on their own, even though they're destined to be mixed into a d'mai. Let's say you came to it as a taroves. So then, because you encountered it as a taroves, m'deshein taroves, you're not obligated to be mafresh. For lo gozeru al taroves d'mai. So the Gemara says, really? They weren't gozer on taroves d'mai? Batanya, anosei l'shchento, isa, lefos, ukdei, or levashel. If a person gives ingredients to his neighbor to cook or to bake something for him, but the ingredients come from his own kitchen, ein choshesh, right? L'sa'or or l'tavlin sheba. So then the woman, the shechina, has nemanus that she's not going to switch the ingredients. And since the ingredients came from a Talmud Chacham, not from an Amaretz, so there's no chashash d'mai. Right? Lo mishum shvius, v'lo mishum maiser. We're not worried that there's going to be a takala of shvius or of maiser. Him amala, however, if he said to her, asili mishalichi, take your own ingredients and do me a favor and make me this concoction. In other words, the ingredients don't come from his kitchen, but from the Shechina's kitchen. Then choshesh l'sa'or, the tavlin sheba, mishum shvius, mishum maiser. Then we're worried that the ingredients might be, since they are the ingredients of an Amaret, we're concerned that maybe there was no afrasha, because we're going to treat it as demai. So you see from here that even though the interest is that he should have taroves, he says to her, you know, take your own ingredients, but what I want from you is to create a concoction. So we're not talking about a be'en, we're talking about a taroves. And nonetheless, we're still worried about demai. So apparently there is taroves d'mai. Says the Gemara, two answers. Both answers are very important. Both answers were expanded upon by the Rishonim and the Poskim to derive important conclusions. The first answer is, Shaini hasam dekivin dekamar asili mishalichi kemand ariv b'yadayim dami. Since he told her how to undergo the process, that means that he was relating already to these, to this tvua, as a be'en. No, his goal is to get a taroves, but since he's commanding her to use her own ingredients, it's as if he's already connected to the ingredients be'en, right? And he doesn't just encounter it in a state of taroves. That's the simple pshat of the Gemara. Interesting that Rashi, and implicitly the Rajba, interpret a little bit differently. They say that kivan dekamar l'asim mishalichi kamand ar v'adayim dami means it's as if it's a shlichus. If you look at Rashi here, Rashi says, "Kivadamal simli mishalichi have kemo shalokhan emenu kodem taruvasan viachakach tsirfan alpiv asta v'nasis shlucho." So, and the Rajba picks up on this. The Rajba here in the Chidushim, the Rajba also in Torah Abayas. I'm not going to go into it right now, but he thinks that this has wider repercussions, that whenever someone tells someone else, asi mishalichi, or the equivalent, meaning when you get a specific guidance, you know, this is, I want you to take your ingredients and do this with them, it's as if he himself is doing the action. And this has consequences in terms of, according to the Rajba and Torah Sabayis, in terms of things like, you know, whether or not, if something is an eno ben yomo, no sin tam lif gam, so normally it's mutter, but you're not now lechatchila, you're not allowed to cook something or bake something in a way that it will be no sin tam lif gam. You're not allowed to take a kelim she'inam b'nei yoman and cook in them lechatchila. It's only if you did, then b'dieved, we say no sin tam lif gam, at least that's a view. So the Rajba says in Taras Abayis, and the whole the Ra'ah disagrees. There's a whole discussion about it in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya. I think I've mentioned in the past, Yoredeya is heavily, heavily influenced by the Taras Abayis of the Rajba. In any case, the Rajba's view is that whenever guidance, specific guidance, is given in the form of asili mishalichi, or the equivalent, asei mishkalcha, for a male, then it's kamanda asa shliach. It's as if he did it himself. It's as if he's the one. So if I say, oh, make me this thing, or, you know, cook it for me, and it's done in a cliche in a ben yomo, it's as if I was the intentionally pogame the tam of this taroves. And that's different than if I encounter it already just l'chatchila in a state where it's already pogum. And other nafkamina as well. So the simple pshat in our Gemara, if you ask me, is that you don't have to interpret our Gemara as about shlichos at all. Indeed, if it is about shlichos, and you can get into all questions, you know, what about if a katan, and what about an akum, ain't shlichos a katan, ain't shlichos a guy. So if it really is shlichos, then that has its expansions, according to the Rajba, but it also has, unquestionably, its limitations. So I think the civil reading of the Gemara, if you ask me, is that the Gemara is something, saying something very different. And that is, there's a special din here, and that is that taroves d'mai is permissible. And the question is, are you mitzuraf to this object only in the context of taroves, or even as a be'en? Nothing to do with shlichos. And as far as that is concerned, when you say asili mishalichi, the Gemara is saying that, you know, you are insinuating yourself into this process, right, at an early stage. And therefore, we don't look at it at that point as taroves d'mai, we look at it as you're using or you're connected to d'mai. Whereas if you didn't say asili mishalichi, right, you just said, I want you to do me a favor and cook me some porridge or bake me a cake, right? But you don't say, oh, do me a favor, take these ingredients of yours, put them in the cake, take these, components, put them in the soup, right? So then you just are relating to the taroves d'mai, there's no gzeira. That's, I think, how others would read this Gemara. Anyway, that's the first answer of the Gemara. The second answer of the Gemara is Rafram. The Gemara says, Rafram over shiny star v'tavlin dilataima avid v'tamala batil. So the Gemara says, when we're talking about sa'or, yeast, or tavlin, right, which is spices, right, that's different. Here, taroves d'mai is going to be asur because tama, it's a tama avid, but tama labato. Oh, so we point out last time already that there's a huge machlokas harishonim in understanding this particular din, the din of taroves d'mai and the Gemara. So the way the Rashi and the Meiri understand it, I'm just going to go over this for a second, and then I want to expand on it. Rashi says v'tama labato l'fishu mitakin hakol. Vuhu ikar, right? And then Rashi adds, "Afidu loka keder mevushelas miyama aretz shlonasa shlucho kishirvan asur aval yain b'muryas v'yain b'beitzim eino ikar." So it sounds like Rashi says, and the Meiri says explicitly, that even if you have the tam of the tvua, which is nikar, meaning the regular din of tam ki ikar, is that you can taste the questionable item. So if you can taste the tvua, that's enough for tam ki'ikar. But it sounds like what Rashi and the Meiri are saying is that sa'or and tavlin is more than that. In sa'or and tavlin, it's not just, I'll use the phrase, nikar, but it's ikar, meaning this entire mix, this cholent, this soup, whatever it is defined by the particularly pungent, strong, unmistakable taste or impact of the tavlin and or the sa'or. So when it's not just nikar, we'll say, but it's ikar, in that case, we don't consider it taroves d'mai. It's d'mai. I mean, it is taroves d'mai, but the taroves part, the tam part, is so powerful that it's defined by the tzvua. So it comes out, according to the Rashi and the Meiri, is the following. What was the Havamina, or what was the original view of Rav Zeira, who thought that taroves d'mai is Asur, regular Tarovismai. He thought that if you have Tam Kika, regular Din of Tam, which in Kol Torah Kula is Oser, meaning in Kol Torah Kula, when you have Tam, you can't just say Bittel, you don't ignore it. Tam is a presence. Tam is something which cannot be ignored or denied. Once it's a presence, it cannot be denied. You need to reckon with it. And under those conditions, it makes itself, its presence felt in terms of Iser. So what's fascinating is that according to Rashi and the Meiri, the Havamina, the Taroves Demai, would be Asur, is not really such a Chiddush. It's really the regular din of Tam Kikar and Kol Torah Kula. We're saying, listen, if there is a din of Demai, and we take it seriously, then Demai should apply even in the form of Tam, just like Tam is Koveya, Legabe, other dinim, and Macholas Asuris. What's unique in the Gemara then is not the Havamina, but the Maskana. When, because of the story of Rav Asi, even Rav Zera, right, reflected and reconsidered, right, and ultimately concluded that Tarovas Demai Lo Tiknu, so that's a tremendous kula. What we're saying is Demai is Asur, but according to the regular parameters of Kol Torah Kula, right, things that would be normally Asur, they wouldn't apply to Demai. Why? Because Ein L'chabo El Chidusha, in a way. Demai is a Takana D'Rabbanan, and they only applied it to a Be'en, not to Tam. That's the Chiddush. So the Maskana, what about Seor, and what about Tavlin? Because there it's not just Nikar, I'll use the alliteration, the rhyme here, it's a good way to do it. Here, in that case, it's not Nikar, which is the standard of Kol Torah Kula, it's Ikar. You might even formulate it as saying, in one sense it's Tarovas Demai, but in another sense it's not. The overwhelming presence and impact of the Davar HaIsur is such that it's as if it's not a Taroves. Okay? It's Ikar. That's Rashi and the Meiri. So according to Rashi and Meiri, Limaskana, we have still a tremendous Kula and Demai, and that is that Tam Ki'iko, which applies to Macholos Asuros, does not apply to Demai, a Kula. However, if you look at the Rambam, and especially the Radvaz, this is what we mentioned, we'll see that the Rambam comes to this from exactly the opposite perspective, but in a very subtle way. So look in the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Ches. This is on page 2 of the original Makoros. The line numbers I don't have in front of me, so somebody can, Zev can guide us.
I'm looking.
Yeah, page 2. Hilchos Maaser, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Ches.
17.
Great.
Yeah.
Misha Nafal Shemen Demai Al Basaro. Let's say Shemen Demai, meaning oil that was acquired from an Am Haaretz. We're not sure if there was a Afroshos Trumas Maaseros. We call it and treat it as Demai, right? I mentioned last week the Rambam's and the Aruch's view that Demai is from the word Da Mai, Mazeh, right? Zeh Mahu. Not everybody agrees, but that's an interesting peirush. Okay, the Shaft Shafo. Say that again.
I remember when we were learning it was Da Mahi, but I don't remember why I remember that. Okay.
Well, in Hebrew, I guess if somebody wanted to translate it, they'd say Zeh Mahu.
Yeah.
The word is Demai, so for it's got to work for it's got to work with the letter. Sorry. So Da, which means in Aramaic Zeh. Mai, which is Mahu. Yeah, the Mahu is the Hebrew part. Yeah. You're just a natural Hebraist.
That's me. Yeah.
I know. That's what I just said. Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, Avahalokeach Murias Sheesh by Yain Olundis, O Shalokach Tchina and Arelu Pturman Admai, Shalogozral Twa Tarovas Dmai. So this is the Rambam codifying this halacha. But if you codify the halacha, there's no Tarovas Demai, which is the conclusion of our Gemara, that's a Davar Pasha. But we still need to know, what are we talking about? Is it Nikar? Is it even less than Nikar? Is it Ikar? What is it? So then the Rambam adds the second case, V'imaya Davar Shechayi B'Demai Shenis Arev Kigon Tavlinu Sa'or, if that which is Chayef Dmai, which got mixed in, is like Tavlin or Sa'or, Ho Vatamo Nikar Einan Betelim, Vinim says Kalatarovez Chayeves Bidmai. So the Ram doesn't say, again, I'm not so focused on the word Ikar and Nikar, but all the Rambam is saying here is that in the case of Tavlin and Sa'or, you could taste it. Right? He's not saying that it's the Ikar Adavar. He says Tamo Nikar. And therefore it's not Batel. And the Nim says, call it Tarova, it's Chayavis Bidmai. Look at the Radvaz. Zeakal, Bakoli Surin Shabatora, Shat Tavlin, Shanosin Tam, Vinikar, Bakolak Dera, Vichena Sa'or, Shanosin Tam, Vinikar, Beisa, Eno Batali Olam, Bakola Tarova, it's Chayavis Bidmai. Basically, the Radvaz, by saying the main words in the Radvaz are the words Zeakal, Bakoli Surin Shabatora. What he's saying is, the Tavlin and Sa'or is not a Chiddush, and Tarova's Demai being Potter Midmai is also not a Chiddush. The Radvaz said, this is just, according to the Rambam, this is just the regular din that we find in Kol HaTorah Kula, which is Tam Ki Ikar. If you can taste it, then it's there. It's not batel, and it's asur. If you can't taste it, it's batel. So what was the Gemara's havamina? When we say that there's no demai, no tarovas demai, what do we mean? Of course there's no tarovas demai. In that way, there's no tarovas kalev. There's no tarovas dam. There's no tarovas pigal venosar. Right? There's no tarovas tavel. Apparently, according to the Rambam, the maskana, which is that tarovas demai is permissible, that's no chiddush. That just means when there's no tam. But the havamina is an enormous chiddush. It didn't make the cut, right? Didn't make the final edit. But what did the Gemara think? The Gemara thought that demai is more chamor. We treat demai, the dindra banan, more chamor than we treat Dinam Doraisa, and that if it's mixed in, even though it's not identifiable through its taste, you'll still be Machmir. Why would you do that? Why would you treat Dmai right in a way that is more Chamor than other Isurin? We don't Lamaskana, but why would you even think that? Oh, so this highlights something I was mentioning at the end of last shiur, and that is that there is a certain dialectic in demai. And the question is what to do about this dialectic, and that is what dictates the attitudes, right, of all the poskim, the different attitudes of the poskim to demai. What is the dialectic of demai? So on the one hand, kula, and on the other hand, chomer. On the one hand, the basis for demai itself appears to be very suspect. It seems like it's a tremendous chumrah from the very beginning. Why? The Gemara in Sota, which we read last week, said that Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol did a survey, and that's when he found out that Ami Aretz weren't so scrupulous about inyanei demai. But Rava, in a bunch of Gemaras, as opposed to Abaya, and then Abaya in a bunch of other Gemaras, as opposed to Rava, which is a phenomenon in its own right, all mention that actually Rov Amei Aretz were Ma'asrin. Meaning this din of Demai isn't even based on a Rov, it's based on a Mi'ur. Let's say I'm getting it up. 35% of the aniyim, right, were callous or lax when it came to demai. But 65% were fine. So that's a good let's take a step back and analyze that for a moment. On the one hand, that's a reason to be even more makel in demai. right? Because it's a gzera, right, based on a miyud. It's a gzera based on an abuse, but even the abuse is a miyud. So everything in Demai should be a kula. And by the way, there are plenty of kulas in Demai. We're going to discuss that a little more tonight, right? Especially as highlighted by the din of machilin, aniyim, the achsanya Demai. An ani can be given Demai. An achsanya traveler can be fed Demai, a traveler who's in need. Or we don't say an ani and an achsanya can be given Maiser Yerek, which is only Drabanan, or other Isure Achila Drabanan. No such din. We're very, very makil on the one end in Demai, because even though it's Safek Tevel, but it's actually miut. It's not even Safek Ashako. It's a miut. That's why the Mishnah says also that Mishtatfin Bidmai, and there's a Zimun Bidmai, and you make brachos on Demai, right? All those things, because it's actually a miyud. We're very makel in Demai. You can be yotze matzah shel Demai. You can be yotze with an estrog shel Demai, right? Why? Because we're very makel in Demai. On the other hand, there's evidence that we're machmir d'mai. So it begins with this very same point, which is, if it's only a miut, so what do they want? Why don't they just leave it go? Right? Instead, they instituted, they drove everybody crazy. They created a social, tension, by saying anytime you buy tvua from an Am Haaretz, you're not allowed to believe him. The Rambam emphasizes this point. Even more, you don't believe, even if he says, I was mafresh. He's an honorable ani. Went to the right, you don't believe him. Because with the by the way, that's connected to a psychological truth with the Rajba in our sugya anyways here, and also in Tarsa Bayis points out, which is that when somebody is makil in a certain area in halacha, I had this in the sugya of Choshed as well, if a person is mekel or chashud in a certain area of halacha, there's a debate in the Rishonim whether that spills over into whether you believe him about it also or not. That's a fascinating halachic and psychological question. On the other one, and you could say his standards of whatever, let's say kashrus l'chud, and his veracity, right, his ethics l'chud, just because he isn't makbid mafresh trumas ma'isrus, why does that mean that he would lie about it? So you should believe him when he says he was mafresh. But again, in the sugya of chashad and choshud, and the sugya here as well, there's a certain truism about this, and that is, if I think that there's no reason to be machmir, a little bit's in the Gemara here also. The Gemara says again, next, the very next line in the Gemara, says, like, when are we worried? Let's say this Talmid Chacham gives ingredients to his neighbor who's an Am Haaretz and says, make me a cake, or make me a cholent, make me a this or that, right? So mostly we're not choshin on Shema Tachlif, that she'll use her own ingredients and not his. And then you get into the whole Demai problem or Shvius, whatever. Because why should you suspect her? But here and there we are. And again, in some of these contexts we are. And the reason is because if somebody thinks that a particular halacha is ridiculous or psychologically, they know that they don't observe it, then they tend to minimize, right, the significance of it. And that ends up sometimes impacting their honesty as well. Like, I'm not lying about anything that's meaningful. There's my sugar and there's his sugar. There's my, Shiva Samin and there's his Shiva Samin. They're the same. Maybe mine are better. The next Gemara talks about justifying. She justifies it. I want to make them a better food. All right. Anyways, the point, let's get back to the main point. So on the one hand, the whole din of demai is a tremendous chumrah to begin with. But then you have to ask the question, why are we being machmir? Why aren't we believing the ani? Or why are we projecting that this miut, right, needs to be a matter of our concern? Does that show that when it comes to Iser Tavel, namely, not being mafrish, tribusimaisis, the shmira that is required to avoid Tevel, the chiyuv, in other words, to guarantee a proper approach to peros or tvuas, Eretz Yisrael, is such that we're more machmir in it. That's an opposite way of looking at it. And indeed, there's a lot of evidence that demai is a din vadai shenitkana ala safek. I mentioned this last time. Like bedikas chametz. Some rishonim of the opinion that bedikas chametz isn't a regular din d'rabbanan. The din d'rabbanan of bedikas chametz is kol mokom shei safek chayev ata livdok mevadai. Because the din of bedikas chametz is that you need a bayis badur. As I mentioned, the Ramban and Rabbeis Lebe says this about ushmartim es mishmarti, ushmartim es chumosai. Right? You don't say the din of safek tuma versus harabim tahar when it comes to safek truma, because you need shmira. So there are certain areas in halacha where we're just much stricter. That's the chumrah side. Ah, and that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says, right, in our Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Engel asks the following question, I think I mentioned it last week already, and that is, the Gemara here tells the story about Rab Zeira and Rab Asi. Right, Rab Zeira ate the Tarovas Demai, and that's what got, that should shook up Rab Asi. He said, oh, if he ate it, maybe there must be no such din, because the Rabbonu Shel Olam wouldn't have let him be nitka. Asks Rabbi Yosef Engel, how do we know that the whole din is wrong? Maybe the din is right about Tarovas Demai. I, Rav Asi, ate it. Maybe the one that he ate happened to be chulin vadai. The Rabbonu Shel Olam knows that. Who's in charge of takala? Who's in charge of Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe Takala Yadav? That's Siyata Deshmaya. That's the Rabbanu Shalom's domain. This is the opposite of the Shita Mugubetzos question that I mentioned last week. It's Kamishmaya Galia, but here Lakula. Why did Rav Asi assume, I'm sorry, why did Rav Zeira assume that since Rav Asi ate, that the Rabbanu Shalom allowed him to eat, that there's no such din? Maybe this particular case was a case where it was Metukan. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, because really, demai is nitkan ala safek, but it's a chiyu vadai. Whenever there's a safek, you're vadai chayiv demai. So even though it's kamishmaya galya that it's betukan, it doesn't matter. The din drabanan is that whenever there's a safek libnei adam, you're chayiv timafresh. We'll get to this more in just a minute. So if that's the case, that's a tremendous chumrah for demai. So we're demai is a chumrah or demai is a kula? Which is it? So some rishonim, some poskim, think that the dominant view is that we're very makel in demai. Others think that the dominant view is that we're very machmir in demai. A third group thinks that we always treat demai as if it's a safek. With some, in my opinion, the real evidence is that both of these are true and there's no stira. And I'll tell you what I think the solution is. In terms of being an Iser Cheftza, even Drabanan, or a Cheftza Shal Iser Drabanan, we're Makel in Demai. Because when we say Aniyam and Achstanya I Demai, that's inconsistent with saying it's Macholos Asura's Drabanan. This is a point that the Rav used to say this, but it's implicit in the Gemara, Sukkah, and in Psachim. I'll explain a little bit later on. So as a chefta shal iser drabanan, we're actually making, it's less than a regular drabanan. Yeah, because it's a miyut. However, not as a chefza shaliser, but as a chovas gavra, as an obligation to be mafresh, you need a heter to eat it. You need to be matir to eat it. You need to be mafresh. There's a chi of afrasha. And that may be, whatever, there's a safek chulin, safek tevel, you're chayiv lahafresh bevadai midrabanan. There's no macholos asuros, but there's a chi of afrasha. That would explain a lot of the evidence. Anyways, getting back to what we're talking about. So let's go back for a second to Rashi and Miri on one side and Rambam and Radvaz on the other.
Harav, just the Gemara you just brought up. Why isn't there Rav Zera, if he saw his friend think that he thought he was doing an Avera, why didn't he stop him before he ate? It's only said
I mentioned that last week.
Yes, so forgive me.
I don't know the answer, but I suspect that he had a tremendous, what comes out of the Gemara in general is the harachan haratza that Rav Zera had for Rav Asi. Because remember, even after he did it and he said la avadatoi, he didn't say I have a reason all pisod and I can't tell you. He didn't say, oh, it's based on the halacha, but I have no time to explain. He was honest. He said la avadatoi. And even then, what did Rav Zera do? Instead of saying, what do you mean, lava datoi? You should be more careful. You should be thinking. Instead, he said, oive, you know, ena kadosh baruch hu mevi takol al yadam. This is Rav Asi we're speaking about. So I'm going to look at the whole sugya all over again. I think the same, my view, I'm speculating, my view is that the same impulse that led him, the same derech eretz that led him, the same yiras hakavod that led him to re-examine the whole thing, right, also didn't allow him, right, to disrupt him before he ate it. He was like, he was watching him eat it, you know, with wonder, thinking he must know something I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. I believe it's true. All right. Anyways, to get back to the point, so Rashi and the Meiri are both saying basically that, listen, the Havamina was that, at least with regard to this halacha, we should treat Demai like we treat other dinim drabanan at least, and say tam nikar, right, is sufficient. But the maskana is that tarovas Demai is treated lahakel because it's not really macholos asuros. That's how Rashi and Meiri read the sugya. The Rambam read the sugya dialectically in the opposite way by saying the Havamina was that even if there's no tam, you still would say that Tarova's Demai would be Asur. Why should we be more Machmir? That's just because, to begin with, why are we even being Gozer on Demai? Apparently because Safek Tevel is something that is even Safek Tevel is something that is abhorrent. And therefore, the whole takon of Demai, which is a chumrah, right, is extended l'chumrah. So just like there's no rov and yet there's an iser, so too there's no tam and yet there's an iser. We'll see more of this in just a minute. That's what the Rambam thought. According to the Rambam, that's what Rav Zera thought. And the maskana is, no, that far we don't go. That far we don't go. If there's nikar ha'isar, if there's tam, if there's tavlin and saor, you know, then in achanami, it'll be asar, but not when there's no tam. That far we don't go. So I'll give another example of this. It comes up right away. The melo haroim al atar, in the back of the Gemaras, he wonders about this whole case with the shkena and so on. He says, maybe this should be like a Sfek Sveka. Because it's Demai, Safek Demai, and Safek Hachlafa. Originally, one second, let me just find it in the back here for a minute. If you look in the back of your Gemaras, here on Vav Amud Aleph, you know, they have different Gemaras. Some have it all together now, bundled, some have it separately. But he has the following question, very interesting question. It's the next Gemara. You know, let's just read the line in the Gemara for a minute, and then I'll come back to this Milara. The next Gemara says the following. Velo gozer al tarovas demai, says the Gemara. We're not worried about tarovas demai. But Tanya knows in the Shkento isa lefos of kedera levashel. I'm sorry, we read that already. Right, next line. I'm sorry. The Gemara said originally that if he gives the ingredients, right, then we're not worried that the Shekhina is going to exchange them for her own. Because she's not a Goslin. So the Gemara says, we're not worried about that. But Tanan is a mission that says, Anosin the Chamoso, he gives his mother-in-law to make something for him. Ma'aser eshu no sein la, eshu no tell me menna. When he gives the mother-in-law ingredients to make something for his family, he should be ma'aser on the way in and on the way out. Meaning the ingredients that he gives her, he should be ma'aser. And then when he gets it back from her, he should be ma'aser again, assuming that she might have switched the ingredients. Mipnesha chashuda, right? Michalefas amiskalkel. But there are different views, you know, about she likes the son-in-law, she doesn't like the son-in-law. But the point is that in this particular case, she might be motivated to, like, you know, it's coming out of her kitchen and it's not going to be perfect. And the reason is because the ingredients that she got were subpar ingredients. So she goes to her own, you know, grocery store, you know, and she upgrades either her reputation or you know, or her love for her daughter and her son-in-law or the grandchildren, you know, as the case may be. That's what the Gemara says. Oh. So the Melora Roim in the back here says, the Kasha, to have a Svek Sveka, why does he have to be Ma'aser on the way in, on the way out? Maybe treat it like demai, even though he gave her the ingredients, it should be a svek sveka. Shema lo hichlifa. Maybe she's using the same ingredients. Him tim salama de hichlifa. And even if she did machlif, shema gam shala meusar. Maybe the ingredients that she substituted were already chulin. Not tevel. The rov amia arts ma'asrin hein. Fascinating. He's troubled by it. He doesn't give a good answer, but it's a very strong question. The question is, we don't know that she switched the ingredients. Even if she did switch the ingredients, we're not sure that she wasn't mafresh. So why don't you call that a svek sveka? You shouldn't have to be maser. Similarly, look at the back in your sheets, the Rambam and the Ravid, Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Meiser, Halacha Yud Gimel.
Line 28,
thank you. Hamole Chitav, Letochein Am Haaretz. Right? A person brings his own chitim to the Am Aretz who was in charge of the grinder, grinding machine, whatever. Harein v'cheskoson she'nechos shalach. Exactly these halachas. All things being equal, we're not concerned that the person in charge of grinding is going to flip or switch the ingredients. Right? Holichon the token akum, harein demai, shema chlifam bechitan shel am haaretz. Not so if he gives it to a non-Jew. Maybe he flipped them, right, and gave them the chitin of Ama'aretz, which is Dma. The chin amafkid eitzel Ama'aretz, right? He deposits something with an Ama'aretz. Harein b'chazkosin she'nechoshe l'hachit v'pikad. Says the Ravid, Omer Avram, v'im b'pnei ha'safek hazeh, if there really was, if the issue really was safek, hello svek sveka. Hello shema chlifa mishalo, umei ruach akum, chayiv midrabanu. So the Ravid himself raises this question against the Ravid, the Rambam. In the case of choshishin lahachlafot, say an akum, right? Let's say it's a whole different pshat, what the issue is in akum. But im b'pnei ha-safek hazeh, like the Rambam puts it, it should be svek, sveka. Safek hichlif, b'shalama aretz, v'yafilo intim salomar, shehu shalama aretz. Right? What's the halacha? Shema am haaretz hifrish. Why don't we treat this as a svek sveka? I'd say the Mishnah in the very, very beginning of Dmai speaks about hakalin shebid Dmai. And the question again is, what are kalin shebidmai? There's a machlokas between the Rambam and Pirshim Mishnayos and the Rash Mishant, who wrote the Perush, the Tosas Perush on the Mishnayos and Zerahim. Right? There seems to be a debate about Svek. Is Kalin Shadmai Svek Sveka? And Svek Sveka Bidmai is Lakula? Or no, it's something else. It's Hefker. But if it were just Svek Sveka, that wouldn't be Mekel and Dmai. Why wouldn't Svek Sveka? This is the Beloa Roim, this is the Ravid, this is possibly the issue of Kalin Shadmai. Why wouldn't Svek Sveka be a Kula? In Dmai, Svek Sveka is a kula everywhere. So if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, let's look at the Kesef Mishnah first. Kesef Mishnah is on page 3.
Line 12. Kesef Arayvid.
Okay, line 12. Kesef Arayvid, Vimidea Safek Hazeh. Tamo lomar to have a safek, shema hichlifan bechitin shalom aretz, shema lo hichlifan. Yimtzim somar chlifan, bechitin shalom aretz, shema osama aretz, iser v'torim peirosov. He's explaining what the svek sveka is. Good. Then he adds, v'ani omer, now this is the Beis Yosef from Joseph Caro, the author of the Kesef Mishnah speaking, v'ani omer, to ma'achar de kaimelon rovame aretz, Ma'asrenhein, since we paskin that actually the whole takana of Dmai is only a miut. Ya'afilo hachi, chayshinan lehu, rechoshesh for this miut. Mashma, derabanan achmir behu, baha lemecha shafil lemiuta. And typically we would think that that's a reason to be even more mekel, meaning this isn't even a safek ashakol. It's a miut. So is that reason to be machmir or mekel? Normally you'd think it's a reason to be mekel. It's not even a 50% safek. Says the Kesef Mishnah. No, that's not the way to look at it. Or it's not the way the Rambam is looking at it. Rambam's saying, listen, it's not even 50%, and yet we're choshesh? Apparently our risk tolerance when it comes to Tevel / Dmai is extremely low. Oh, this is not about how likely we are to encounter Tevel. It's about how much risk tolerance we have to encounter Tevel. Those are two opposite ideas. If we're worried about a miut to miut, or at least a miut, and that shows that we have a low risk tolerance. It means we're very machmir. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is saying. The Macha the Kaimel and the Rova Miarts Masan a Fil Haki Kashinan, Mashbud Rabbanan Achmir Bahu, Baha Lamechash Afil Lamiuta, Bahu Adin the Achmir Bahu Lamechash Afil Lisvek Sveka. If our risk tolerance is so low, then maybe the din of Svek Sveka, the Kalkel, doesn't apply here either. Just like we were saying, for the Baal, not for Rambam, but for Rashi and the Meiri, right? We were saying, normally, what was the Hava mean of the Gemara? No, I'm saying the other way. I'm saying for the Rambam. I got it flipped. For the Rambam and the Radvaz, we're saying, what was the Hava mean of the Gemara that Taroves Demai would be Usur? It doesn't make any sense. If there's no Tam, then why would it be Usur? The answer is because we have very low risk tolerance. So the risk tolerance is going to be reflected in presence in a taroves, even belita. It's going to even be reflected in svek sveka, because it's reflected to begin with in chayshinan lemiuta. That's extraordinary. Now, could you be mechalek? Of course. Or you could be mechalek between all three. One is rov and miut, the other is svek sveka, and the other is a lack of tam. They share something in common, right? But you could also be mechalek. Just like, for example, we're mechalek, this is something we've talked about many times, including this year. And that is that, when it comes to rov, we have the principle of davar sheyesh lo matir nafilu be'elef lo batel, right? That if you don't apply the din of rov in something which will be mutter mimela, but the Arishonim, including the Rajba, who think that Svek Sveka is still a hakel, even in Darvashesh Lamatir. But the reason may be, as the Rajba himself explains it, because the Rajba's view is that Svek Sveka, there's no Safek at all, Alpidin. There's no latest Safek. Rov and Miyut, there's a latest Safek, and there's a Hachra Lakula. In Svek Sveka, according to the Rajba, there's no latest Safek. You could apply the same thing to Demai and disagree with what's being said here. But the basic idea applied to Tam, applied to Svek Sveka, applied to Rov and Miyut is what we're finding. Now, what's fascinating is that the Mari Korkis, who came before the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah often quotes, not here, but often, in the advent of the printing of the Frankel Rambam, we have, it's expanded our, it's not a lot of good things. Frankel Rambam is really an excellent, work in addition. Many new editions of many things in our time. And they're all, they serve different functions. Many of them are easier on the eye, which is not a small thing, but some of them are more substantive, and the Frankel Rambam is a great example of that in many respects. It was one of the things that the Frankel Rambam has done is it's made accessible the Mari Korkis, Rabbeinu Manoach and Moed, Mari Korkis in Zroim and in other parts as well. So the Mari Korkis is an early Perush on the Rambam and a very important one. So he actually says something very interesting here. If you look at the previous, before the Kesef Mishnah, is it still on page 3? Probably still 3, I'm guessing. Or does it start already on page 3?
It's the start of page 3. Yeah.
Page 3, what's the line number?
1.
Okay, great. So, Bir Dvarav, he's also explaining the Rambam. Why does the Rambam ignore Svek Sveka here? Safek Niskalfu, Safek Olo Niskalfu. Imtim Somer Niskalfu, Efsha Shumu Sarim, the Peris Vam Aret Safekim, Velo Vada. Udas Rabbeinu, that's the right. What about the Rambam? So the Rambam holds, Ef shalatarets, the kim shatiknu chachamim la'afrish al peris ama'aretz. since the Chachamim made the Takana of Demai, Chazar Hasafek Vadai Le'inyan Zeh, a very strong formulation. This is not exactly what the Kesef Mishnah says. Kesef Mishnah says we have a low risk tolerance. We're very machmir. We're machmir for miut, so we're machmir for svek sveka. And I'm adding, and in the Havamini, we thought we were machmir even for tarovas belitam. Mari Kork is not saying that. He's saying more. He's saying that kivin shetiknu chachamim lahafrish chazar hasafek vaday linyan zeh. This is what I mentioned last week and today in the name of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel lived in the, he was a contemporary of Rabbi Chaim. You know, he was in the 19th century. Mari Korkas is, you know, and the Rishonim who say it even more strongly, you know, well be before that. What he's saying is, the din of Demai is a din vadai shenitkan ala safek. So there's no svek sveka. We'll see. But od, kiven, that's, at least that's an excellent. Kiven sheikaro mina safek, nitkan, imo yu mekilim besveko, o yu mevatlin takonis admai. Kiven shu safek, berova me'aretz ma'asrenem, the kakach miru gam besvek sveko. This is closer to the Kesef Mishnah, probably where the Kesef Mishnah got it from. He's saying, well, the whole thing is a chumrah because it's a miyut. If you're going to be a stickler and treat this the way we treat regular Yisurim, then there's not going to be anything to begin with in Demai. So obviously we're throwing out the regular canons, the regular rules here. If we're throwing out the regular rules, then what? Then we throw out Svek Sveka too. But I think he means more than that. He's not just saying, obviously, I think he put the two things together in Mari Kork. What the Mari Korkus is saying is, the din of Demai is a din vadai shenitkan ala safek. If it was a safek and we treated it as a safek, then it wouldn't exist because it's only a miyut. But if it's a safek, an intolerable safek, because of our low risk tolerance when it comes to this particular halacha, and therefore, kol safek vadai tiknu, then that explains it. Then he has a third answer. The od, just, you know, you have to be cover the bases. Shachid of hazek karav levadai shuschalef lefisha tochem levin lo kupas harbe umiskalfos v'lavadaitei de lo kapid ba. So the third answer is that it's not a svek sveka, it's a karav levadai chilof. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this idea, though, of Mari Korkas, especially the second idea, that it's a din vadai shenit kanala safek, that's a very, very crucial, very important issue. Now, if this is true, and Demai has a special status, that its kulas and its chumras make it more than a regular din d'rabbanan. Sometimes the kula, sometimes the chumra, maybe both at the same time. So it's interesting to wonder about, before we move on and speak about this more extensively, it's interesting to wonder about the tarovas d'mai part. Because there are two gemaras that imply that dinim d'rabbanan, right, don't have a din, don't have a gzeira, certain gzeiras drabanan are not nitkan b'tarovas. One gemara is our gemara here with regard to Demai that we just discussed. And the other is the gemara in Psachim and Daf Lamed, which if you look at the new Mar Makomos, what number is that? 15? Set number?
Set number 14.
And we're going to be coming back to number 13, so just keep them both. We're going to look at 14 just for a second. So there are basically two Gemaras that say that Dinim D'Rabbanan don't don't apply betamis. One is our Gemara about Demai, and the other is Gemara about Chametz she'avar olav pesach. And the question is, to what extent are those two Gemaras a paradigm, a model, for other Zeros or Dinim Drabanan? There are a lot of Drabanans. As I said, Meiser Yerek, Nisgadel be, Ba'atzit, She'eno Nakuv, tons of Drabanans, right? Bishalakum, Pasakum, many, many Drabanans. Do we always say the Din that, that Betarovas Logozru? So as I say, there are two Gemaras that seem to imply that there's such an idea. One about Demai, one about Pesach. So the one about Demai, Zar Gemara here, should that be a paradigm? Well, number one, it depends whether you hold like Rashi and the Meiri on one side or the Rambam and the Radvaz on the other. Because according to the Rambam and the Radvaz, the Gemara never doesn't say what you think it means. It seems like the Gemara says it's a Kula and Demai, but it's Taroves, is low buzzer. But really, according to the Rambam, there was a Chumra in the Havamina, and the Maskana is that we just apply the regular din of Taroves and Tam Giker. But according to Rashi and the Meiri, we think that even the Maskana there is a Chiddush, and that it's a Chiddush Lekula. Is it limited to Demai because there's no Macholas Asuros in Demai? It's really only a miut, but that's not necessarily true. When they made a gzera, a standalone gzera, and when the drabanan is a drabanan of machalas asuros, so it's interesting to note that the Mordechai in Chulin actually does quote our Gemara and apply it to Pasakum, I believe to Pasakum. I think I have it here. Just one second. If you look at the new Marmo, again, number 14. I didn't quote them in the Mordechai, or I did?
Yeah, page 2, line 5, line 4.
Page 2, what is it?
Line 4.
Line 4. La'olam is a Mordechai in Chulin. La'olam la'osr mishim tarov is demai. Mikan, vivin raya, tandisarim mipas akum, mutarim, mitaroves. Those are people who are scrupulous about pas akum, right? Nonetheless, it's mutar mitaroves. Kigon nosru b'marak, put it in soup. Right, mipashil of the kachavim, or shenasar of ketavshil, the mutter midishari hachi tarovas demai, the ikar iser sharasha minatora, kavachomer, he's saying, Mordechai. After all, the ikar shorasha iser demai is what? Tevel. So this is like an extension or a suffix, tevel. And even then, we'd say the taroves is mutter, kol shekein pasakum, the Sura Midrabanan alone. It's not based on, it's not an extension of an Indoraisa. The Ode Midarmina Bekutak Shalom Gachavim, Mutter Afagav Vispe Pas, Vispe Cholov, Vikilamemida Pas Nefa Bekam. Okay, fine. This gets paskined in Yoredeya. Look at Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Simi Kufyud Be Sifyud Dalad, Kutak Shalakum, Mutter Vein Choshin Pasakum Shabo. There's no tam. It's bottle barov. Ein belach bein biyavesh. Aval osel arev kedei la'ocha. Now there's a principle that we have. Ein mevatla nisur lechatchila. So that applies even in where taroves shel tam is potter. That's not so obvious either. Okay. But what you see from the Shulchan Aruch is that we're applying this din. Look at the Shach. It says, Afilu Davar Chashuv, also interesting and not so obvious. I don't want to go into all this now, just food for thought, literally, right? Although, even if it's a davar chashuv and it's not typically batel, in he's assuming in demai, it's not just tam. Also davar chashuv. Right? That those dinim don't apply in these rabbanans. Ken kasa b'darkei Moshe, right? And so on. And then he says, "V'ha isur v'heter kasa dinim elo afilu b'bishulei akum mamish." Okay, and if you look at Tarsa Bayis, Bayis Gimel Shar Zion, and the Bedeka Bayis, this is the end of Shar Zion, the end of Bayis Gimel Shar Zion, there's a debate on this point between the Rajba and the Ra'ah. Okay, so that's one, but according to everything we've been saying, on the one hand, Demai is a good paradigm. Maybe even a kol shekein, because ikar sharasho min haTorah with tevel. On the other hand, maybe we're particularly mekel because it's a miut. Right? Okay. The other possible makar for such a din that some people suggest is a din on chametz she'avar alav haPesach. There too, the Gemara seems to say that there's no, that it doesn't apply to taroves. Just very quickly. Look at the Gemara says in Psachim, and Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Hilchasa Chametz Mizmano, Vein Bemino Ben Shalino, Oser B'mashu, famous Gemara, that Chametz during Pesach, Vein Bemino Ben Shalino Bemino, right? Whether it's nisare bimino or not, is aser b'mashu. We know this. This is a special chumrah that chametz of Pesach isn't just tam and it isn't just shishim. It's even aser b'mashu. Kira shelo bizmano, right? Not during Pesach. Bein bimino shelim bein shelo bimino, right? Mutter. Kirabi Shimon says the Gemara, Miyama Rava Hachi, Rava Rab Shimon Knasa Karnis, Hov Avral Bayi Ra'i Bayi Matzei. What do you mean that Chametz Ben Bemino Ben Shiloh Bemino is Mutter after Pesach? That's not what Rab Shimon said. Rab Shimon only said that there's a Knas Drabanan and it's not Daraisa. That's our din of chametz she'avar alav haPesach, says the Gemara. Hani li be'enei. Yeah, but what he meant was that the din of chametz she'avar alav haPesach applies to chametz be'en. Aval yidei taroves, lo chametz yidei taroves, we don't apply the din of chametz she'avar alav haPesach. Ve'ozda rova l'tamei, l'ama rova, ki avina be'rav nachman, ki hava nafki, Shiva Yom of the Pischa, Amalan, Puku Vizavinu, Chamira, Dibne Chela. When Pesach was over, right, he said, of the Nun. Gemara seems to say that Chamat Sha'avar Alava Pesach is only, which is a Dindra Rabbanan. Knas Kakonis Chachamim applies only be'en and not betaroves. Very similar to what our Gemara says about demai. But there, of course, it's better and it's worse. I mean, Tziyeshla Ikar V'Shorish Min HaTorah, but we're talking about Shelo Bizmano, right? Where it's mam. It's only Knas Kakonis that he let it go over Pesach. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that there's a special din that Chametz she'avar alav haPesach doesn't apply to Taroves, only to Be'en? Is there, what is the Gemara, number one? And even in terms of the scenario, is the Gemara saying that if you had Chametz Taroves be Pesach, once Pesach is over, there's no din on that Tarovas Chametz of Chametz She'avar Lava Pesach? Or is the Gemara saying if you had Chametz Be'en on Pesach and it was Nis'arei V'achara Pesach, then in that situation there's a heter. But if the Chametz was already Tarovas on Pesach, just because it's now after Pesach, that doesn't necessarily mean that that doesn't necessarily mean that that this din doesn't apply. Correct? One second, I think I lost the... Okay, I got everybody back. Everybody can still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, the problem is on my side. Okay, good, I got it back. So, so this is a debate, actually, between the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the whole tshuva about Chavios Shechar. You have barrels of beer barrels, you know, that were left over on Pesach. The question is whether that is Tarovas Chametz or it's Chametz Be'en. But if you assume that's Tarovas Chametz, what happens to it after Pesach? So there were two views in the early Chachmei Ashkenaz explicitly about this question. One of them said, well, if you have Chametz Be'en, which is Chayv Bekares, and that, you know, La'achar Pesach is Nisarev, should that be more chamor or more kal than Tarovas Chametz, which was never Bekares, it was only Balav on Pesach? You would think that if Chametz Be'en HaChamor became Potter al Yidei Taroves La'achar Pesach, then Taroves Chametz certainly should be Mekel La'achar Pesach. That's the argument of one of the Rishonim, Chachmei Ashkenaz. And the other one retorts and says, no. The idea is if there's a change between the status of this said Chametz on Pesach to after Pesach, it's Nisarev, so then that changes the whole story. But if there's no change, it's the same Chametz which is also B'Pesach, then the Din Knas Konus Chachamim for Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach should apply fully. Okay, so that's the argument. I think if you look carefully in the Rishonim, what we see is that there are some Rishonim, just like in Tarova's Demai, that there are some Rishonim who think there's no such din at all. For example, I think both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch really held that what sounds in the Gemara like a major principle, that the din d'rabbanan of Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach doesn't apply, but Taroves, basically they downplay that halacha. They think that really it's just a din, that the special din of Taroves b'Pesach doesn't apply achar Pesach. What is that special din? So for the Shulchan Aruch, really the Shulchan Aruch, it's the din of Mashu. In other words, on Pesach, even if there's only a Mashu of Chametz, it's also. That's a din d'rabbanan. But that din doesn't apply la'achar Pesach. La'achar Pesach, if you have only a Mashu, then we don't apply the din of Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach anymore. Unless there is either Tam or Rove. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says is the din of the Gemara. Let's look very quickly. It takes a perfectly fascinating, you know, compelling Gemara and basically neutralizes it. It's very unsatisfying. But look at the Shulchan Aruch here on page, bottom of page one.
Shulchan Aruch is line 27.
Okay. Ma bein chametz, I'm sorry, bein chametz shenis arev konom ha-pesach, v'avar lava pesach. Whether we're dealing with chametz which was already at Tarovas before Pesach, and then avar lava pesach, bein shenis arev bit pesach, v'avar lava pesach, kol ha-pesach. or it was this Arev on Pesach, went through Pesach, and now it's after Pesach. Bein Shavar Pesach al Chametz v'nis Arev l'achar Pesach, or Chametz which was Be'en on Pesach and only became a Tarobas after Pesach. In all cases, says the Shulchan Aruch, Batel v'shishim, may we apply the Din of Tam, we treat it like we treat any Iser and call it Torah Kula. V'pak v'shishim, right, Ma'asagilei v'ashlachas hanol, Yisraeliyam ha-melach, etc. Says the Magen Avram, v'zeu dasa tur, the next piece, av'al kol ha-poskim kosv v'delo b'inanim, shim and cham v'pesach, meaning, even if you can taste it, the din, the special din, that is that there's no Isur Tarovas and Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. Rav Pasuk Acher Kach Yochus Alachar Zmano Mutter, Kirab Shimon. Vaodi B'Shishim Afilu Rav Yehuda Shari. It's not during Pesach, it's after Pesach. What were we thinking? That it would be Asur B'Mashu after Pesach. Even if there's tam, Ben Yerucham, Shekasav Gimel Chalukim, Tarovas Lifnei Zmano, Toch Zmano, Lachar Zmano. So the Magen Avram says that he thinks that Shulchan Aruch is wrong. Because he thinks, according to Shulchan Aruch, all we're really saying in the Gemara is that the Dindra Abanan of Chavet Shavuot of Pesach is treated like every other Isur in the Torah, just not like Chametz B'Pesach, B'Mashu, B'Tocha Pesach. But there's no Kula of Tarovas per se. Whereas according to the Magen Avraham, the true pshat in the Gemara is that since Chametz Shavuot of Pesach is a Pnas Durabanan, even if there's Tam, there's no Iser. Now, they don't say, just like we see in Demai. I'm not saying it's exactly like Demai either. What I am saying is that according to the Magen Avraham, and I think it's the pshat, I think he's right, it's a simple pshat in the Gemara, both Chametz Shavuot of Pesach and Demai, maybe there are exceptions for their own reasons, or they have something in common, or maybe they're a paradigm for all the Rabbanans. But in any case, the din of Tam and Tarovas doesn't apply. Whereas according to the Shulchan Aruch, the tour, the rush, it does. The only thing that doesn't apply is the extraordinary din of Mashu. And I think also the Rambam holds this way, that there's no special din, just like he held when it came to Demai. I'm not connecting them. I'm just pointing out the parallel. The Rambam's view is that even in Demai, there's no special halacha that there's no din tarovas. He says, on the contrary, if there's tam, then there's Demai. So it's interesting to note that his view regarding Chametz Shavuot of Pesach is a little bit different, but I think it's the shitas of other things that he writes. We'll discuss it next year. It's fascinating that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam dealt with the din of tarovets Chametz Achra Pesach not in the context of the dinim of Chametz Shavuot of Pesach, but in the context of the dinim of Taroves Chametz B'Pesach. In other words, they could have discussed this topic under the rubric of Chametz Shavuot of Pesach itself, which is in a different siman in Shulchan Aruch and a different halacha in the Rambam. Instead, both of them elected to treat this topic when they spoke about Taroves Chametz B'Tocha Pesach. Why? Before the Shulchan Aruch, for the reasons that we just discussed, he's basically saying the special din of Mashahu that doesn't apply to Achar Pesach. Not because of the special quality of Achar Pesach, but because it's a special din in Tocha Pesach of Taroves. So that's where he put it. Similarly, but for a slightly different explanation, the Rambam thinks that the din of Taroves Chametz, this is the Rambam's broad view, my opinion, is a special din in Chametz and Pesach. And that's why he uses the expression that outside of Chametz mePesach, you need what he calls Atzmo Shel Chametz. Atzmo Shel Chametz, if you look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Chametz, is a phrase that he uses two or three times to show that there are two types of Chametz. Chametz Be'en and Chametz Taroves. So if you look at the language of the Rambam, you'll see here also. He says, Chametz Shenis Arev B'davar Acher Tocha Pesach. This is page one, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. Chametz Shenis Arev B'davar Acher Tocha Pesach. Chametz which mixed with something else on Pesach. Bein B'mino, Bein Shelo B'mino, Hareza Oser, the Kol Shehu, that's the name of Kol Shehu. Then he has the Chametz Shel Yisrael She'ovar Alev HaPesach. On the other hand, Chametz she'avar l'va Pesach, even though midrabanan it's also b'hana, im nisarev bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino, if it was nisarev, hareze mutar la'achlo achar Pesach. Sounds like even if the tarovas was on Pesach and you kept it till after Pesach, it's mutar. Why? Shelo konservi osur l'va chametz atzmo. Aval Tarovas Muteras Bachil Achar Pesach. It sounds like the Rambam holds, and that's why he put it in this halacha, that this is a din in the relationship between Atzmo Shel Chametz and Tarovas Chametz, which is a light motif in the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chametz Amatz. It's not that Chametz Avar is so different. It's that the din of Tarovas versus Atzmo is Koveya here. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, just to highlight the word, Ein Chayavid Karis Ala Achilas Atzmo Shel Chametz, and a few other places as well. And again, in Hilchos, where you should have put this halacha, if you look at the next halacha, is in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chametz Halacha Dalid, the previous din, not in Halacha Hey. Chametz She'avar L'va Pesach Aser B'hanu Ali Olam, Davar the Knas Midivrei Sofrim, She'avar Ala Yirav Ala Yimotze Asruha. Here's the Rambam should have said, but it doesn't apply to Taroves if it was a din because of the status of Chametz She'avar L'va Pesach. But it isn't. It's because the din of Taroves, as opposed to Atzmo, is a special din in Tocha Pesach. So that's why he put it in Halacha Vav and not in then Halacha Hey, and then it continues to Halacha Vav, where he speaks more about Taroves and Atzmo, right, as opposed to Halacha Dal. So what emerges from here is that the Rambam, Lishitaso, I guess, or not Lishitaso, but the Rambam in both places, in Demai and in Pesach, denies that there's really a special din of Taroves being Likula, where there's Tam, in a din Rabbanon. He doesn't think that's true. He thinks it's true in Chametz She'avar L'va Pesach, but that's because the whole din of Taroves Chametz is only Bizmano. And in Demai, he just thinks it's not true at all. So what comes out is that the Arishonim would think that both Demai and Pesach, there is such a din that they're Asur but not the Taroves, even when it's Tam. It could be the same din, it could be different din, especially if you apply it to other Drabanans like Bishalakum, Pasakum, etc., it might have a broader idea, might be connected. Even then, it might be two different dinim. But both could be that these are two different questions. One has to do with the nature of Chametz She'avar L'va Pesach, or again, the Chiddush of Taroves or Ma'ashehu, etc. Depends on the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, the Rambam, etc. And when it comes to Demai, it might be a special din in either the Kula or the Chumra of Demai, or both. Whether we're talking about the Rambam or Rashi, according to the parameters that we all know. Okay, we'll stop here. I want to discuss next week a little bit more about Demai In these marmakomos, whether it's vadai or safek or something in between, kul al chumra, these issues, just to explore them a little bit more, and then to talk about kedushas Eretz Yisrael as well. Okay, so we will continue Mirtz Hashem next week.